Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Radio. I'm your host, Slim.
And I'm Kim.
May the 7th.
Emergency 2020.
Show. Going under quarantine. And, but in the news today, a couple of news that I was like, I have to talk
about. We had to do a breaking news story.
News, but it's just like,
it's ridiculous.
What is this world coming to, man?
Now under
this world coming.
Yeah, under quarantine, there's some other going on in the world too.
The top story.
This guy.
Him? All right.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
The top story would be the 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, who was running down the street, was boxed in by Greg and Travis for allegedly looking into a house under construction.
Burglarizer in house.
They hunted this man and shot him in the middle
cornered,
of the every
cornered him like he was a fucking animal.
Yeah.
And shot.
Yeah, and
the
they recorded it.
Well, it's going on with this story. So much scam going on with this story.
We gotta do this because. We got finally two through this incident happened in later. Dad and son Gregory and Mike Travis McMichael got it took me Travis and Gregory did like an hour
after 2 months
yes of no charges nothing they weren't going to be charged
so let's
in the public.
And the public buckled under public pressure. And because the video came out of a young man being unarmed, smoked.
The guy who killed the former police officer or judge or something like that, he would have never got charged if it wasn't for this video being released. This incident,
they made up a whole different fucking story.
They told this poor kid's mom that he was shot during a burglary.
Yeah, trying to break in somebody's house.
Yeah. When he was shot in cold blood, just jogging down the street like that. So he was a good kid. He played sports in high school. Like, and the sad part, tomorrow is his birthday.
Finally, they arrested him. Let's get these murderers off the street. Let's applaud that. It's murder.
Disgusting world. Murder. They hunted. First, they were trying to make a citizen's arrest. Then, I don't know, there were so many different stories.
They were
like,
trying to make a citizen fucking lynching.
Well, I mean, in Georgia, the government is different. But they tried to stop. Now, if this incident, if you were not a white guy, you'd be in jail.
Let's reverse the hurt. Say, see a guy. A white guy. I'm talking about race.
But it is about race.
Father,
a white neighborhood.
Lived around the corner, though.
He's living black, but that neighborhood was a segregated neighborhood.
It doesn't matter. They say me and my are in my segregated, and we see somebody staring into a of a construction site. That's fine. Whatever. I decide, hey, Ted, you guys are trying to rob that house.
Yeah, like, what are you trying to house under construction?
And screws in his pocket. Let's go get him. So I go chase down to confront. But without even trying to talk or see what you have to use deadly.
Pulled out and like
why? I'm there to kill that boy.
This and you see it clearly in the video. In the video, it's on YouTube. It's all over YouTube, Facebook, it's everywhere. This boy they stopped in the middle of the street as behind them recording guns also. This boy around the truck to get away from the people, and then one of them with a shotgun. He shot him, and then he tried to shoot him, or
yeah, you hear a shot.
You hear three
but
shots.
Fighting
like,
for his life.
He grabbed the gun and punched him in the face. Like he
yeah, he did punch him in his face.
And then Zach, you think it's over, and you're jogging a little bit, and you're like, all right, good.
He was already deadly wounded.
This is
wounded, like
sick.
Shot close range? Like, come on.
And stomach at that. Look like.
Come on.
But because.
That's you.
Yeah.
When did. Learn about each other?
But still, if he was allegedly trying to break. Why don't you just call the cops?
That would be the proper
okay.
thing to do.
It wasn't his house. It wasn't his house. They had nothing to do with the incident. Greg, I believe, or try to be a four, but he's not a cop at the moment.
Exactly.
Why would you chase this poor
boy down the street and shot him?
Shot him, like.
And shot him.
Sad.
And shot him. But.
What did. Ahmad.
Ahmad Aubrey. Let's give Ahmad 5 seconds of
silence
on the Suns because I 25 year old from
going out
crazy
for a
people
job.
Being
racist. Racial profiling.
Let's give a moment to Mr. Aubrey. All right.
Sad.
Birthday was today or
no,
tomorrow. 25 years old.
26.
So, all right. So they arrested these.
They arrested. Yeah.
Well, let's just so people. And,
They arrested them probably about 8:30.
So 8:30 on. Thursday, May 7th, 2020.
Arrested for a bunch of different.
Yeah, he's had like
charged
fucking
with murder and aggravated assault. Now the sad part is this incident months ago, and if it wasn't, we would have never heard about it.
Tell me how the video got out.
The video got these white racist, heavily racist. So I'm going to call them. White premise. They were brought the night of the incident.
My son killed.
Wow, they were on Facebook Live about it, and the guy that was their next door neighbor recorded. They were so cocky about it that they were all their friends like,
and
at
some point, that murder, not all their hillbilly friends thought it was.
They sent it to somebody who was not happy with it, and whoever they sent it to the.
Yep.
And that's how the video got out. They were like bragging about it. The one that killed that end. Disgusting people. Like,
wow.
We're going through quarantine. Worry about this too on top of.
Wow. It's just scary. Poor young man.
Yeah.
His whole life ahead of him. And get smoked jogging.
Right, what he did every day.
Jogging though.
His mom said he never worked.
Nothing, huh? You know, like just keep black ass running.
Yeah, she said he went jogging. Yeah. Asked him, like, did you ever worry about?
What did you worry about?
Like, he went
home of the free, in the land of the brave, or ghost, like, over the ramparts. You know, like the whole thing. Like, this is supposed to be fucking America. You should be able to run down the street. Without being shot by some fucking old
racist. Yes. That's exactly what it was. I don't care what the story
think
was.
You're suspicious.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't care what the story was.
Come on.
There was this black man. They're probably like, how dare he come jogging the streets?
I don't know. They said, off their house before. Like, okay. So robbed houses during quarantine.
But they said this guy has never been charged or accused of robbing anything ever. Like, they said he was a pretty decent kid. He had one.
That was they made up to get them. If video never, if they weren't during cocky with the video,
that
never came out.
Right.
That they executed this young man
and
in cold blood. Tell him what he told this.
This poor kid still think that he was shot from a burglary. They said
they
that he was accidentally shot during a robbery.
He was shot. Robbery. He was attempting a home robbery.
Yes.
A home burglary.
He got shot.
And he got shot.
That's what they told mom. And if it wasn't for his son, that her son tried to break into a house. He was gunned down and out of the street. Like.
Ridiculous. All right, so going to one more story that let's go into a story as well.
This happened the week after this.
This is more of a story, a full story. We're going to talk about the other guy.
Okay.
We'll talk about that next. I want to go back to back murder.
This, I guess, here yesterday.
I believe.
Oh, and Nina Thomas. And
all right,
well, you know
Earl,
better than me.
I'm sorry, I just know what I heard. Earl Thomas had put to his head.
But he was cheating on his wife with like that.
Oh,
and he posted
call her by
a
name,
video.
Nina.
Yeah, he posted Nina. A video on Snapchat. She pulled out the Snapchat and found the that he posted the video from. So she was on vacation. And when she went there, she found her husband with two women.
In bed with other women. And took his... No, she's seen pictures of him
on
his
Snapchat.
Yeah. And then found his location, searched him down, put a gun to his.
Yeah.
The kicker. Not the kicker. He almost got.
Took the magazine out.
Took the magazine out. In the chamber.
Yes.
Took up and put a gun to his head. Wow.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas,
when the cop showed up, that. He was chasing her around.
No, she was chasing him around.
Are you sure?
He had a gun.
And she
grabbed the knife and was chasing him. He had a gun and she had a knife. But he took the gun. Had a bullet in the. And
it saved the.
He was off. If she. I'm like, I'm going to shoot you. Whatever. And what a blue was. So, Thomas and his Seth Thomas. It started. This is the story that I got word for word, but this is. Seth and his wife were arguing, drinking too much. So, his little brother, he's going to go out with his
brother. Right.
He didn't tell us where he was going. So, he goes into a. Rental house.
Yeah.
Married to her friend. Was married to.
Yeah.
Her. Together, that's what they're saying. You sure it was two?
Yes, but there's Seth in bed with two women. Yeah.
And they were smashing air. She said that she walked in and there were. Orgy going on. So Earl Thomas and his brother are not during a pandemic.
Both with wives.
And in come their wives.
Yeah.
After Earl Instagram or Snapchat it was. And he did.
Yeah.
But she didn't come just to, you know.
9 millimeter
brand. I'm going to break your face. So it wasn't
like,
that.
How dare you, mother.
I'm
going to.
No.
She came with a
9 millimeter. No, I think.
Beretta.
It was a Beretta.
Yeah.
And ready to blow.
I told them.
Was down
the
blow.
You saw her coming.
Oh, they. I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah. I had to call the cops.
The girl that was with the girls that he and we're recording.
No.
Yes.
His brother is recording.
No. No.
Yes.
No. It was one of the mistresses recording.
He said here that he was in a relationship with the one girl for months.
Who?
Said he was for a couple months with that girl.
So, side piece.
It's his side piece.
Him and his side piece.
Yes.
Nina didn't know. So she was going to come there and put a hammer pistol to his head. Oh, yeah. That's how the great Steve McNair was smoked. He got caught.
Yeah, police said the sister took a video picture with her cell phone. The footage of Thomas pointing the gun at her husband and left a foot away with her finger engaged. Police arrived. Nina was chasing her husband around and he had the gun.
Wait. Engaged.
Disengaged, yeah. The safety was disengaged.
Engaged.
Yeah, I said disengaged.
We can listen back. He's disengaged. She knocked his stuff in English muffin, but she was on.
So she says.
She didn't know there was one in the chamber. That's she took the. She took out and leave one in the chamber.
Everybody. One in the chamber.
Why didn't she pull the trigger?
Everybody knows. Why would she take the safety off? You really think that she didn't think that?
Yeah, I really do think so.
Maybe.
Women in. Mix. Women in
he took the gun from her. She said when cops arrived, they came around the car. She had a gun. And
yeah,
officer, drop your weapon.
They jumped. They pulled out. They could end up smoking him too.
Said they both of them dropped to the ground.
So she was going to let him have it. This happened in Texas, I believe.
Yeah, all in Texas.
I'm just. But wait, so why would Earl leave his fucking Corona house and go to his brother and go run a wild orgy, a foursome brother, and leave his fucking GPS?
GPS.
Well, that's his,
I know that,
his
though.
Instagram. Most stalker. Would know that.
Not access to Snapchat.
Snapchat.
He posted a picture and shot the Snapchat picture and it tells you the location. That picture posted.
How did she get in the house?
I don't know. They left the door
locked. What is smashing? Running around the living room.
They left the door open.
Nobody locked the door? What are they just knocking boots?
I don't know.
Him and his brother smashed.
It says here, Earl Thomas. He was romantically involved with a woman for 3 or 4 months, and that he had his relationship with his wife.
Okay. So, how did she get in the house?
I don't know. I can't wait to see the video. You know,
how did she get in the house? Best questions I ask Earl. How did she?
Yeah.
What did she just? What did you like? Put the door open?
She didn't lock the door behind. I track him down.
Knocking boots with the door open like that.
Yeah, put Jeeps there and just walk in and left the door open.
No, left
the door unlocked.
Just drop trout and start a smash.
Until
you have a gun.
That's all getting the bed together. Like, you look up, you're like, oh shit, baby.
Oh my god.
What you doing here, baby?
Nina, what you doing?
He's trying to grab the blanket, trying to push the girl over.
He jumped under a blanket like what are you doing? That is just so she
and
had three people.
Airbnb. One of them was his wife.
Yeah. Okay.
Nina allegedly took her
home. This Jimmy the door unlocked.
No, there. After there she's gone.
Oh, she got there.
She got there with the gun from the house that he was at.
From the house? Why he don't know.
If that's one of his houses, maybe
it was a rental house. Okay. All right. So it might be
one of their houses.
Those rich motherfuckers' properties or something.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how she got
in. He plays in Baltimore, so it's the
but, yeah, but this happened in Texas. He played in Texas.
their house in Texas.
So I guess so that's what obviously doesn't mean I live in Philly.
They must have two houses in Texas. She wasn't in Baltimore and she's in another location.
No, he
no, that's what I'm saying. Two houses in Texas because he was in another.
Oh, maybe he rented properties. It was one of his rental properties. I guess. I'm just assuming. I mean, she snuck in. She wasn't really getting into it.
Went in the house.
Went in his house.
Went and got his gun in the house. So I don't know if there because she knew where the gun was.
Went in.
Took the magazine.
Gun. While knocking boots.
Yeah.
Went into some good. Because how do you. Somebody cut a gun.
There was.
Unloads it.
It's not in the living room. They're in a bedroom.
Unloads it. Hold up. No idea she was in the house.
Maybe they had the music playing or something. I don't know. But they're out in the back room or something.
It's kind of morning or something like that. Earl gets. Hold up. Don't make me laugh. Thomas, first celebrity. Murphy laughed.
Earl, you gotta be better.
So you go have a.
Let me get away from this bitch.
So, I'm gonna go clear my head.
Me and my brother.
I'm gonna clear my head with an orgy. Yo. I got.
In fact, it was him. The other girls were all in the bed together.
Together.
Just like having a good old mental.
Yeah. Just a good old fashioned slumber.
Whatever you wanna call it.
Strain.
Wow, whatever.
I don't know
that. There's on this side, I on this side. Switch.
I don't know. Earl and his brother would fuck nailing some stuff. But it's just the fact that he's so stupid. And I guess that's how NFL. That's say I gotta get some bread. Like, oh, I'm going to the store.
Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Posted it and gun put to his head with a one.
I posted pictures of him on Snapchat when he knows his on Snapchat.
I don't know.
It's just
Earl's real. Like he would have got busted. Fucking cameras would have fucking the fucking guy with the all right, Earl. This is a couple days ago. We traced your. But not only that, but see here, your gun.
Yeah.
What's fun in the chat?
While you're in the room, I
am. Like, what the fuck is Earl? Yeah. Let's give Earl Thomas to be glad. Because Earl Thomas, this one's for his brother. Earl, I'm laughing because you don't get the Charlie got a gun in your head. That could have been Steve.
Right.
McNair, like
you're lucky, like, pulled a truck,
dare you,
yeah,
and one turn out,
yeah,
like luck.
Yeah. Over to back.
Your statistic, another black man,
yeah,
that we don't need,
for, yeah,
but
for
Earl,
a cheap handle.
Step your game up, like you gotta be back.
You don't go to one of your,
houses,
and
go to the fucking holidays.
His pictures while you're Chihuahua with your brother.
Please. Pictures, do it later. They're home. Save that.
Yeah. It's a Polaroid.
Bragging on Snapchat, like, you do. Snapchat, your wife's like, okay, this is all sleep, like, busy.
Earl. Earl, what are you doing? Just stupid. Definitely. About a year.
No.
He just.
First,
no.
LeBron and him.
Yeah. I don't know the details on LeBron, but I tried to sleep with them.
It's just ridiculous.
I saw it on there.
I know. What's it called? There's video.
I hope
it's fucking not like him butt around with a gun to his head. And like chasing like fucking Jerry. He has a gun and chasing his ass like fucking.
Maybe I haven't released the video yet.
Because he's him and his.
No, TMZ is usually like the video, but they'll just put a black spot over it.
Yeah, they'll just. They'll just blur it out, and they'll still show his dick. Look at him, he's a dick.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm surprised TMZ has a video. It'll be out soon.
Idiot. And then you fucking get a house that you probably
he probably has a key to.
In bed, nailed.
I knew where your gun was.
And she got your gun from the.
She can't do.
And fucking receding hairline. What are you doing, Earl Thomas? Dude, come on. Anyway.
Donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day.
No.
The dickhead, man. And he brought his. Come on, Earl. You got to do. But, all right, let's move on to the miserable. Hold up. Yeah, let's go to the bad.
And then we'll get to the good.
We'll get to the.
Alright, so the last thing we talk about today was this Trifley, who's a white guy. He's a second degree murder. Who's a black guy. Rear ended Anthony's truck. Better. Anthony's what? He's a known racist in the neighborhood. People have said that he didn't know him, that he does not like black. This guy said that he feared for life. He said he thought he was a gay. He feared for his life. He said white people can get away by saying they were afraid. The accident occurred near the intersection of Highway 61 and Burns Avenue. He pulled onto an.
All right, so there was an accident.
Yes. Okay. Trifoletti is the white guy. In Watertown, took pictures of the damage to his pickup truck, and later police, the two men started getting this information. Both friend present say, I'm GD, which is some kind of gang wherever in Minnesota, which they took to mean a member. Otherwise, they didn't hear it is GD. Anthony and Doug. Dog pulled out for Anthony unintentionally.
Unintentionally?
Yes. Dog got out and came car, who
we
grabbed
said,
the
why
gun.
Are you in a car accident. I.
Whatever, we exchange information, blah, blah. I pull away and you start following me. So I drive down the street.
Wait, I don't think they exchanged information.
I don't know. So they were arguing about it.
I don't think they
it.
Exchanged information. Once he had his tag number, that for him to follow him for. Once, if you got his tag, him any longer. About the car, so unintentionally following it. And so this sucker's following
him. So
me.
He pulled up.
Like, hops out the car.
This guy pulls
why
out
are
his
you
gun.
Following him? Pulls out his gun and shoots him.
No. He saw that.
Oh.
He feared because it was coming at his car. He's coming to confront you because you're following. He came to say, why are you following?
Maybe, but for his life. Like, why are you?
He's a father of four.
Like, Jesus.
He's dead at the hospital.
Shot him.
But like, Anthony, the white guy, he got charged with murder at $1 million bond. Second degree murder. No penalty of 4 years. No.
They need to give him every fucking year for some stupidity.
Yeah.
Not just ruthlessness. Like, the value of life. So, you were scared that this guy would do something to you? How did you shoot him? Once or twice?
But the guy, he told the police, they're like, well, if he's walking up to your car, why'd you pull over on the side? Why did you just drive away?
So, you stalked. So, once he pulled over, why did you side of the road?
Right.
And you...
He got out his car. Like, wait, why
you can't say that if the guy you pulls over, you pull over too.
And you get out of your car. You grab the glove box and get... They're like, if you were... Your life. Why didn't you drive away? Why didn't you stay in your car? Why did
why
you, get out
did
of your
you
car?
Pull him?
Yeah.
Why did you pull over? Did you just go drive past?
Like,
if you feared for your life, you pull over when he.
Another racist incident where
ridiculous.
Another white guy should.
It's just people are just getting. And people
for nothing.
For killing people and just saying the dumbest things.
Yes.
You want to be the victim. Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He was scary. He's black.
Yeah.
He's scary. I didn't want to hear it. But you followed him, sir.
And you got out of your car with a weapon. You got out of your car.
I thought so you thought it was the fuck. Go down at the OK Corral. So, is that how you got out the car? You thought it was because you knew you had one.
Yeah, you grabbed it out.
The fuck?
This guy was unarmed.
He needs to be.
This is disgusting.
Out of him, man. Hey, good enough.
This incident happened a week after this incident happened, a week later. So many. It's 2020.
Like, there, when you follow a person up to the side of the road, for you to keep driving and mind your fucking business and go about your marriage, you pull over and say, "I'm going to finish this."
And shoot the poor man, like.
Yeah, fuck. Crazy.
They ask why you were following
me. And
what are you trying to follow me home? Don't follow me for.
Crazy,
it was an
crazy
accident. They're like,
a fucking swap.
Grab in your car.
Poor fella. And when he pulls over, appalled and shoot him.
How dare he pull over? Be following him.
Exactly.
There he have and confront me.
Just tragedy, man. This country has.
And it's 2020. There's so much hatred and racism. Unnecessary killing for nothing.
This innocent people.
Somebody said it earlier because they're like Luther King, Malcolm X. They fought. Yeah, they got assassinated. Freedom of black people, but black people are everywhere they go.
The law is set up to you know, not in our favor.
It's not.
Like, I'll say that.
It's not in your favor, but not just that. Like, you have to look over your shoulder when you're jogging down the street.
Yeah.
You gotta look over your shoulder when you get in a car. Like, what the hell has world come to? Accidentally. That's why I called it.
Like, you want to. And.
Just shoot me?
And you're following me?
I'm trying to... You're following me?
Fuck. Just... Let's have a...
Doug Thomas.
All right, let's do Doug Lewis.
And 39. He's 39. He's
the
father of four.
Doug Lewis. 39. This happened where? Let's give Mr. Doug.
He's 24. 39, yes.
Let's give Mr. Doug a moment of silence. And hopefully, this is what serve. For,
yeah.
Yeah, for now. So they're like, something happened. You know, we couldn't hold it. What? We'll see.
Sick world.
See. But yeah, let's give Mr. a moment of silence, and worth he can be, he just finds somehow someone. Starting now.
All right, the last thing we're going to go over is the Eagles just released today.
Oh, but the Birds schedule. The
2020 schedule was released today, so.
Let's go.
The one today. Going to go preseason or the regular season?
Just the regular season. All
right, so week one, Sunday, we play Washington. Week two.
Redskins. Okay, that should be a win.
The Redskins.
They're decent.
I feel like they haven't been.
They haven't been good in a long time. They haven't been good in the 90s, honestly.
Yeah.
Consistent time they actually.
It used to be really good.
And he won Super Bowls then.
All right, then we got week. Sunday, September 20th, Los Angeles Rams home.
The fucking Rams at home. Or we played them and beat them times because Jerry off. Nah, he don't suck. He's just.
Yeah.
He is who I thought. And we never.
He's not. Sunday, September 20th, Cincinnati Bengals. Then, October 4th, San Fran 49, San Francisco. And 5, October 11th, Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. October 18th, Baltimore Ravens at home. October 9th, New York Giants at home. November 1st, Dallas Cowboys at home.
All home games in a row.
Then they have a bye. Then week 15th, they played in New York. November 22nd, at home. November 30th, Seattle. 6th, at home. December 13th, staying in New Orleans. December 20th, Arizona Cardinals at home. December 26th, Dallas Cowboys at home. And then Jack Washington Redskins in Washington. So, the Redskins, the Rams, the Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Giants, Cowboys, Giants again, Seahawks, Packers, Saints, Cardinals, Cowboys, and then Redskins.
Wow, that's not a bad. It's not. It sounds scary. Go over it one more time. No preseason, just regular.
All right. So then it's week one.
Week one.
We're playing did Redskins in Washington. Week two, the Rams home. Week three, the Bengals in Cincinnati. Week four, the 49ers in Philly. The Steelers. Week four, the Niners in San Francisco. The Steelers in Pittsburgh. Six, the Ravens in Philly. Week eight, Cowboys in Philly. Then they play the Giants in New York. Week 11, in Cleveland. Week 12, Seahawks in Seattle. No, at home. So, the Seahawks and Philly. 13, Green Bay. Packers in Green Bay. Week 14, Saints in Philly. Week 15, Arizona in Arizona. Dallas Cowboys. Week 17, Redskins at home. Then it says Philadelphia will play at least four regular season games for the 14th season. Since 2006, have played in 61 season primetime games, which tied for the third most by any NFL team in that span. Philadelphia will host NFL Giants Thursday Night Football in Week 7. The Eagles are one of teams with an undefeated Thursday Night Football record since 2016, joining Seattle. The Eagles are the only two teams undefeated Thursday Night Football. Yeah, in Week 12, Philadelphia will welcome the Seahawks to Lincoln Financial Field on Monday Night Football. Since 2016, the Eagles have produced a 5-1 record on Monday Night Football, which marked the third highest Monday night winning percentage in the NFL. The second straight year, Philadelphia will play at least two straight divisions in the season as the Eagles and then host Washington 16 and 17. And that's their schedule. Hopefully they have a good season this year. We'll see. I don't know. But hopefully season. Man, is there anything you want to talk about?
No.
I think. We just had some of these topics.
All for chess.
Yeah. It's too much.
It bothered me. I killed that poor boy.
Race is going around like. And
Hatred and race.
Right here.
Oh shit! I thought But yeah, I don't know. That's it. I can say be safe.
Short show. Like, comment, and subscribe. Check us out. Be on YouTube. Either next episode will be on YouTube. So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see y'all on Monday for a regularly scheduled time. And that's it. Anything else? Alright. I guess we're out for tonight. See y'all on Monday.
Yep. See you guys. Night. Let's go!